He's a young pro. He's a guy that goes about his business the right way. He's done it since he walked into the building. He's mature. He studies his game. He communicates the game. And expect him to get better with reps.
Is the preseason, you know, obviously the position is still open as a lot. How important is our exhibition games for in terms of that spot?
Every time we step on the field, it's important at every position. And especially for young guys, it gives them a chance to get out there and play. And you can't replace those reps.
Would you say he's right now a favorite to win that job?
What's that?
Would you say he's the favorite to win?
Yes.
That?
What have you seen from Janoris Jenkins so far in camp?
Janoris Jenkins, you know what? He's a great competitor, good team guy, is a leader out there, and the game's important to him.
Ben, how has Jeremy Davis made such a jump, it appears, from last year to this year?
You know, Jeremy throws effort at everything he does. He's a very hard worker, very conscientious. The game's important to him, and you can see that by the way he works.
You said the other day that you kind of lumped the fullbacks and tight ends together. How does Nikita's skill set work into that? And, you know, he's kind of more of a traditional fullback.
He is more of a traditional fullback, but he does have a defensive background, so he has versatility there, and he also has versatility on special teams. He's a good teams player.
No, we can probably take Eli for granted, but just what have you seen out of him from camp so far this year?
Eli's been sharp. He's worked at it in the offseason, had some good look and some good work in the offseason. Training camp, he's been sharp so far. First pass, he got that out of the way quickly, the turnover, but he's been sharp since then.
Coach, what kind of a leap have you seen NASA take from the spring to now?
Ryan, he continues to get better. We have a lot of confidence in Ryan. Can't wait to see him play Friday. He's going to play a lot of football for us. And we know he can go out and run the system. He prepares each and every week like he's a starter and helps Eli that way. And we have a lot of confidence in him.
Ben, what was Eli's reaction to that first interception? And, you know, he hasn't thrown one since, obviously. Did you get a sense that bothered him or bugged him?
Mike Sullivan has known him for a long time. He says it all the time. If Eli wasn't playing football, he'd probably be the world's greatest poker player. And you know, he didn't flinch. He just keeps playing.
Ben, in 11-on-11, when at least from the sideline, to me it appears your running game up the middle can't get much going against Hankins and Snacks. Are you happy because your D-line is so stout, or the opposite?
That works both ways. Yeah, we want to get the running game going up the middle. Sometimes the looks may not be advantageous. Sometimes we may be checking into a little bit better play, not the perfect play. But definitely those guys inside are pretty stout, and they're tough to move out of there.
What have you seen from Janoris Jenkins in his first camp here with you guys?
Check my earlier answer.
My bad.
Yeah.
Eli Manning has mentioned several times how confident he feels.
Who's that?
Eli Manning.
Okay.
In directing the offense now in year three, do you feel like the offense as a whole is there with him? I mean, I know it's early, but do you feel like the offense is there with him as far as checks the line?
Yeah, our communication has been pretty precise. We can always get better. It's got to be visual and verbal, and sometimes we may not be as complete as we'd like to be. But it's an ongoing conversation. It's always a work in progress. You can never get better communicating.
Are there any? I mean, he's obviously getting up there in years. Are there any signs of limitations or things he couldn't do when he was?
No, he's getting better.
Jerry Reese said the other day that the team is on his back. Do you see it that way?
You know, that's the way this league is now. The quarterbacks have a lot to do with it. You know, sometimes they get a little too much blame when things don't go well, a little too much credit when things do go well. But there's a lot on the shoulders of these guys.
How advanced is that progression with Eli and Odell here in year three?
Yeah, I mean, the conversations are just different. You're not just talking about responsibilities and assignments anymore. You're talking about really the history of things and really where you're looking to go with things, and they're excited to be part of it.
Can you just see it when they go out on the field? Is that something you can,
the chemistry's there. You know, Odell missed a couple days last week and jumped right back in, and the chemistry took a couple reps but got right back on track pretty quickly.
Barring anything that happens in the next couple of days, right now, do you plan on having Victor on Friday night dressed and playing?
Yeah, we're not gonna talk much about play time.
Were there too many flags out there for you today, or is that just part of camp?
Like, always. Yes.
Ben, where are you?
Too many flags.
Where are you guys in the play calling decision process?
We'll have a play caller on Friday, and we'll evaluate it afterwards.
Do you know who's going to call plays on
yes.
Friday? Do you want to tell me?
No. We'll take a look at it on Friday, and we'll go from there.
Will it be obvious who's calling the plays?
Yes.
So would you mean that no matter how many flags there are, it's too many? Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can always get better. We understand that from snap to whistle, there's going to be some combative penalties, but we feel that if we do a good job coaching and teaching the fundamentals, we can coach those out of the game. Now, you know, some crews throw a little bit more than others, and we ask them to be strict on us out here so it shows up on game day.
How much are you using the preseason as a dress rehearsal for the play calling?
It's a part of it.
Just because we're obsessed with it, in the preseason game, will you rotate play calling responsibilities throughout the game? Or?
Possibly.
Ben, I know this didn't affect you, but last night the Hall of Fame game gets called off. As a coach, if you were involved, I mean, would you have been angry, or would you have been, you know, that's their decision, or what?
I would just be thinking of, I guess, how to get the work in, how to make up the work without messing up the loads, you know, keeping the workload consistent.
Ben, I know I asked you a similar question the other day, but I saw Eli with Shepherd again today, and JPP spent some time in the end zone really going over some things with LeBlanc and Collins. Mm-hmm. Have you emphasized to players ownership of this team?
Yeah, we talk in a team meeting every day. We spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, the four elements of championship football, and that's part of it. But they've taken that upon themselves. Give credit to the players.